When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'. Pop.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode 194 of the Oprah Rose Show. Hey, guys.
But not a dollar short, baby.
Yeah, we are a day late.
Not a dollar short.
Okay.
It's the first of the month. I'm definitely a dollar. I'm a few dollars short, actually. I won't be doing anything because, you know, they increased the price of outside. So several dollars short, actually.
It is like $2.50 just to do a walkthrough.
$3.50. Yeah. That sounds like a bar, a Nicki Minaj bar.
$2.50 for the walkthrough.
I hate it. Like, I think, I was in Trader Joe's and I think they raised the prices. Like, outside is literally, that it was like a bag of lettuce.
I know they raised the price.
That shit was $3.50. I feel like it was $2.59 before. You know, I am the person that puts back the 29-cent salmon to save me 29 cents. So I feel
yeah, same.
I do that too.
Adulting. Yeah. It's just so much more expensive.
If it's over $10, I'd be like, it just don't sit right in my spirit.
Not at all. And then, like you said, every time you go on, we just had this, the coldest Memorial Day ever.
Who did?
Everyone. Well, you're in LA. I'm sorry.
Look, she said, well,
fuck out of me.
I'm sorry. Remove me from the from that chat.
My apologies. The people that were located in the East Coast and the Midwest, they had very frigid temperatured Memorial Day.
Girl, rainy, cold. I have never experienced no shit like that ever. That was ghetto.
You know what? The universe said y'all need to sit down because y'all was doing a lot already. Y'all got them little 3 weeks of warm weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot.
That one day when it was 90 degrees, that one Sunday, they acted up.
Oh yeah, I was hungover. See, I didn't do anything that Sunday. I remember that.
I didn't either. I was in the house. Me and you was chatting. Everybody else was outside acting a fool.
A whole ass fool. Yeah. No, I'm going to, my friend said it today. He said China needs to create another disease so we can sit back in the house for another half a year.
It's coming. And that's not right because the Asian hate, but that wasn't right.
This isn't right. But
they just announced some type of H1N1
mutation. They did. Another bird flu.
Yes.
For real. Yeah, I need another man-made something because I need to sit down. I just had so much more money. I feel like now everything is like, oh my God, you only live once. And so I have been wilding. Like,
you're not alone. I think everyone has been wilding. Like, we've been in the house for 18 months and now everybody's acting a fool.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
It was interesting to see the Memorial Day post and everybody, first of all, everybody was partying on Memorial Day secretly because everybody was posting to their close friends. Like, nobody was actually posting, like,
secretly
their party.
Partying. Right.
No one was posting their party and, like, on their story. It was the funniest thing.
Oh, I was. I was at the club on Sunday, and I was posting it. I posted the hookah, but it wasn't. It was just because it was hot. And then I tried to get a better video, but my Instagram started acting up. But no, I was out and put it on the page.
Ooh. Yeah, I feel like at this point I don't think anybody even cares anymore. Like,
you know what's funny though is that it was a few people who was out and they been out and they ain't vaccinated. They just said fuck it. And I'm like, and you not vaccinated?
And
you know COVID is in the corner. like peeking its head out, right? You know, but niggas is like, fuck it. So
I would never.
Go out and not be vaccinated?
Go out and not be vaccinated. Well, I lie. I have gone out before vaccines were a thing, but.
Oh yeah, I was definitely out.
You had your mask on.
But I had my mask, well.
Yeah, I was like, bitch, I was in Atlanta. Like, yeah.
I mean, I can sit on here and start lying now.
Yeah, it's no judgment. I think, you know, we've talked about it. Obviously, these vaccines are a very personal choice. You know, well, I guess it ain't so personal because it's also affecting other people. But like, yeah, I know people that also just have no plans on getting vaccinated either.
Yeah.
So, and I know they be out with no damn mask, no nothing. So that is why I will always, for the rest of my natural life, wear a mask. I think so. Mm-hmm. Like, I will never fly without it. Like,
hell no.
That I'm so used to it now.
Yeah, it's like certain things you do, I feel like still require a mask. And transit is one of those, whether it be bus, plane, train, it's giving a mask on.
Yeah.
For sure. Facts.
Yeah. I mean, the next iteration of that is like the jobs. Like jobs are actually starting to ask people, are they vaccinated?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I heard about Apple doing it, I was like, oh, Apple's asking people, everybody about to start asking. Oh,
yeah, because you can. I think people thought that you didn't, you couldn't, but legally you can. So.
You can.
And you can get fired for it too, not being vaccinated.
You can get fired.
I mean, shit, you can't go to school if you're going to college. You got to show your updated immunization records. If you're going to high school, you got to show your parents got to take you to get your shots. Like, it's kind of always been there. You know what I mean? That's why it's interesting when people say what they say. But
right. I guess we were just so used to the, you know, measles, mumps, rubella. That was just like that's just so
three. Yeah, I mean, uh-huh, baby. And then you got a tetanus shot when you went to college if you decided to go. Like, no. Mm-mm.
And that shit used to hurt.
Yeah. What the fuck is rubella?
Some shit they had in Europe that they brought over here.
I'm like, I have never heard of her. I have never, ever heard of that. But I've never heard of that.
That's what you get when you
guys, it's another form of
easy, you know, girl. You got the it's floating in you though. It's in your blood.
There's so much shit floating in my blood. That's why the whole COVID vaccine situation. It's just like, girl, you probably do hard drugs enough.
Girl, I got a lot of Casamigos flowing in my blood, but
there's nothing Casamigos in my blood. Like, I don't even know if I have
Casamigos in my blood.
No.
Casamigos got a chokehold on the black community, boy.
Choke.
When did this happen? My nigga George Clooney?
In COVID. But I think he sold it. Like, choke. I saw something, people were like, oh, Clase Azul is out. I'm like, first of all, that was always too fucking expensive. That was too rich for my blood. Right. I don't need to ring nobody's damn bell. And I guess there's RP to that, but like Casamigos chokehold on the black community.
Chokehold, right along with the hookah stick. That's all I was doing over the weekend.
What flavor hookah you be doing?
I like mint.
Me too, bitch. Yes.
Y'all are birds. Y'all smoke hookah.
Well, yes. If somebody has it, I'm like, okay, cool. Give me one of the little sticks.
Yes, you know, I used to have a hookah in my house. And
oh my god,
I used to mix it up with weed too.
The shisha,
yes,
yeah, I feel like such a bird smoking, and I just love to do it. But you know, I'm also, I think because I'm not really a smoker, I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, you're technically not supposed to inhale it, so that's why I really kind of left it alone.
You're not.
No, and I did know that much, though. You're not supposed to inhale. It's like a cigar.
It's like cigars.
Yeah. I'll be going all the way down in my lungs.
But, so like, same, because like when that. You smoke weed, you don't know how to do shit else. But
right, but just like inhale, hold it in.
No. Your blood is
bubbles and shit.
His is definitely nothing. His is mint, hookah, and Casamigos. Lord,
wow.
Mint is the best, though. That's the nigga shit, loving menthols.
Oh my god!
Oh, you know that.
Yeah, that's all that is. Okay. You know, that's hereditary. Loving a menthol.
That's in our blood already. That's
he's born with it.
We born with love and menthol, anything cooling.
Rubella shots, Kool-Aid.
Not Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, we're also here. It's finally June and it needs to be cute and sit down and not, don't touch nothing. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride. Yes. The community. What's up, y'all? All my LGBTQIA plus.
Go off. Where, go what off. Else? You got some more?
It's some other letters, but I said plus.
Exactly. Plus. It's also.
I learned there's also two Q's, and I learned that last year, and I was like,
it's oh. Two Q's? And so what are they? Queer and?
Questioning.
Oh, okay. When you don't really know.
You don't really know which, what letter you are, just yet.
Okay.
That's cool. I love the inclusiveness of the LGBTQIA plus community.
Oh my gosh, let's give an LMNOP. And then Happy Black Music Month.
Happy yes. Black Music Month.
Because we happy in every genre.
Soul Food Month.
You said who?
Happy Soul Food Month.
Oh, I ain't seen her.
Yeah, I saw that on
that's Twitter. That's
the thing. I guess it is.
Oh, that's why the documentary is out on Netflix.
Yeah, probably. That's also really good.
High oh, High on the Hog.
Check that out when we actually do our television dissect series.
It's coming, y'all.
Yes, we'll be sure to add that in the midst.
Oh, yeah, I got to finish that. And it's like Afro, it's like Caribbean month or something like that, too.
Yes, it is. Yep. Caribbean American month, is that what? Or Caribbean?
Who sets these dates, not, though? No shade.
Sorry if I messed that up.
But. I've only heard of Pride and Black Music Month. And not to say, not to discredit any of the other, the soul food or the Caribbean people, ça passe. But I have just said, I have.
It's so problematic, yo.
She's so problematic. I love that she's across the board problematic for everybody.
Like anybody could get it.
And that's the thing. You, if you're problematic, you cannot pick one group. You
can't.
You got to just across hold on to it.
Get this nigger off the show.
Caribbean Heritage Month. Thank you, Alyssa. And yes, let's get this nigger off the show.
Lean in. You know, what was with Sheryl Sandberg and Hunter? Lean in. You know?
Oh, not kidding.
Show, child. Whatever. I mean, I try, but yeah, it's whatever. But
it's
I love
a,
everybody.
It's a lot to keep up with.
You do love everybody, and that's why it's, you know, we just laugh.
Exactly. It's, I'm like,
yeah, you. I mean, you know, your rising is Cancer, so I know you don't mean no ill will.
I don't. I really don't. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Cancers who, you know, end of June. You know, it's a little Gemini right now.
It's real.
There was a lot of Gemini in my chart, but Cancer's end of this month, y'all.
Yes.
You're almost yeah, there, Dee Dee.
June is a cute month, low key.
It is cute.
Who, June?
June, yeah. She
is. It's like nice weather.
Yeah. It's like a cool little coast into the summer.
Yeah, I've always liked June.
I like her.
No, and July is just hot as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you know it's just hot. Yeah.
It's just hot.
She's cute.
Yeah,
I would like it to be consistently nice though, not even gonna lie, but
I ain't gonna lie here. To you because it's about to rain right now in New York.
We're here, so you know, Alyssa, our everything, we're just gonna start calling her that, our everything.
Yeah,
she got, too many hyphenates and slashes. So she had put this TikTok video in the chat, so we're gonna play it.
Having accolades, being successful, or being a self-sufficient adult does not automatically qualify you to be a good partner or make you more deserving of a relationship than somebody else. And I believe that a lot of us are emotionally unavailable and don't realize it. It's time to talk about it. It's been so many times I've heard Black women say, you know, I've got the degrees, I've got the job, I've got the car, I've got the success, I'm a good woman, why am I still single? And it's like, those aren't the only qualities that make somebody a good partner. I'm finding is emotional and mental health is like the true currency of the dating world. And for so many Black women, we are so emotionally stifled and emotionally unavailable, and we don't see it and don't realize it. There's more to being a good woman or a good partner than just being self-sufficient. We need to talk about that and realize that. Because what's a nice job if you are unable to open up and be vulnerable? What's a nice house if it's filled with unhealthy emotional habits that can rub off on the person you're trying to be with? There's just more to it. It is.
Trigger warning.
I mean,
what?
Right. I know we need a trigger warning button for sure.
There was a lot to dissect in that. And and sure, I agree with sis.
I agree too, to a certain extent. And then, you know, Mouse and I were having this conversation, so you're going to join us as well.
Oh, we got Mouse Jones in the building.
Oh, hey! He's the guy from Guys Next Door.
Hello.
Hello. So, why? You gotta come a little closer. Okay.
No, I ain't not close to you.
Oh. Oh my God. If y'all could see what's going on.
Oh shit. So yeah, we were having this conversation.
We're talking about the TikTok, y'all. Come on.
Oh, the TikTok. No, give me a second.
I get a flustered.
Baby, a lovey-dovey. Oh my God.
Hello?
I was trying to get it together. I agree, right? And I'm not going to lie. For a very long time, I think that I was part of that group of women that, or I was a woman that felt, let me not even speak for no damn group. I was a woman that felt like if you did everything right, you know, you which is seemingly what the world tells you to do. So you go to the right schools, you know, you literally, again, you just check all the boxes of what the fuck you should do. You get a good job, you get a little home, whatever. It's like, you can do all that for a job and do all the right things that you're supposed to do. But that man part sometimes just does not come. And that's just not the reality for some people. And I think you said that it was that we were like people, women feel like we're owed this if we do all the right things. People, men and women, right? That men and women think
that's the whole premise. That's why a guy like Kevin Samuels exists. And that's the whole premise of high value men, high value women, right? You do all these things, and somehow the world now owes you something, right? Instead of you being in the proper place to receive a blessing or to meet the person you're supposed to be with. The thing is, a lot of people, you do that. And that's because for generations, it's been passed down. You do this. And then you get this. The world doesn't owe a shit. And everybody understands that the world doesn't owe a shit until we start talking about love. The world doesn't owe you anything. You can go do all this and gain all of these things, and that still don't mean you are entitled to that person, right? It doesn't mean that person that you match with is the one that you're meant to be with. So it gets to this very weird place of when you really dissect what this toxic thought process is, this high value man, high value woman. And you start stripping that shit away. When you start stripping that shit away, that's when two people can get to the core of what it means to be in love with one another.
Okay.
Completely agree with that. I also want to add, the only thing that was a little cringy to me is that I hate that it is always the Black woman that is receiving feedback.
That's why I said,
yeah. We are always targeted. We are always the target. Ain't nobody saying what white women need to think. Ain't nobody saying what Asian women need to think, how they need to feel, what they need to be acknowledge, what we need to talk about. It is always, 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 always the Black woman receiving the brunt of the feedback. And even though she's right, you know, it doesn't put anyone, what you have, what you been able to achieve in your life is, you know, is great, but that doesn't mean that you are deserving of love everyone is deserving of love. Let me not say that. Everyone is deserving of love, but that doesn't mean that it will just come to you or that you are more deserving than anyone else. However, I just hate that the focal point is always on us, you know?
Yeah, but I think, I don't know. I'm not a white woman. I can't speak for them or Asian or any other group of women, but I don't know if they also have as many hardships as we have when it comes to finding a mate. So if you can go out and, you know, it's almost like your privilege almost.
The world is set up for you. But that doesn't mean that we have to have the negative feedback because the world isn't set up for us, you know? Like, and what she's saying is right. And like you, T, I felt like, hell, shit, I deserve this too. I had that same elitist, you know, pathology. But But that doesn't, it's what that got to do with the price of tea in China? Because you got a good job, that means you deserve a good man too? No, it does not. You could be a shitty person. No, it does not mean, because you have a good job does not mean that you deserve a good man, because you could be an undeserving person. Like, you could be a shitty girlfriend, shitty wife.
I mean, nobody needs that, though, but like, shouldn't I be able to attract that though? Like,
no. Say that again, D.
If I have these accolades, I have this good job, I have this degrees and money in the bank account, shouldn't I also attract someone that has that too? No?
Yes, you will attract others that meet, you will, and the reason I keep saying it, because I want to drive it home, because I've been saying this for months. Yes, that makes you a high value person, and you will attract
I disagree, and that, okay.
But what happened, now what happens? Now watch this. Now, if we all three got Teslas, and mm-hmm. I pull up and I got, maybe not Teslas, but if we all three got Mustangs. No, if we all three got Mustangs, right? And I pull up on the block in Mustang, G, you pull up on the block with your Mustang, TTU, DDU, we all got four Mustangs. They are all Mustangs. They 2021s. Shit, we all hit the wax. It's looking good. Flip the hood. Now, when we pop the hood, let's look at them engines. Somebody got a ran down engine. Now, you mean to tell me because you look like everything else on the block?
Oh. Mm. Oh. But if we all 2021, are all of our engines the same? Like,
what was you doing?
If mine is a leak, I'm going to take it back.
Hello, if we all got 2021.
I'm going to tell you why. Because there are people, now here goes, and we're going to keep it on the cars. Because we all know people like this. I'm going to tell you why. Because it ain't nothing to go get a kit. We know a lot of people that want to get the kit. You can make... The thing is, you might look like a 2021.
Uh-huh.
You got the body kit of a 2021.
Okay.
But you got a Honda Civic motor. You got a 1992 motor.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? The body... So now we make it make sense.
So my BBL need to match my heart.
Your heart needs to match the BBL. As fat as your ass needs to be as giving as your heart is. And that ain't connecting. So yes, I got the good job. I got the degrees. And you will attract somebody else that got the job and got the degree.
Right.
Y'all will get together and it will be the most disgusting, toxic thing ever imaginable, because you two are not equally yoked in the sense of this is not your person.
So I have to disagree with that, because I think a lot of times, sometimes you don't get that same, you don't get that equally yoked person, because I guess the Bible says that like equally yoked is spirituality, but in a capitalist society and just most people, when you think equally,
she might have quoted the Bible.
Checking that, because I just learned this recently. So, you know, when most people say equally yoked, you mean like whether it's career, you know, lifestyle, like all these things that are essentially pegs in your life of what you want to match up to be, you right? So,
like that,
but I think it is so difficult to meet someone sometimes that you are equally yoked with. So many times, and I told you this, people always on the thing, they're like, how do I meet somebody? Like, that's the number one question. And these are fruitful, like, you know, thriving women. And it is not that easy to just say, oh, I have all the, and you could maybe you are in the right place mentally and spiritually and just everything. Well, you can't find that.
Like we were talking about earlier, a lot of people say, and that's what I love so much about what that young lady said. A lot of people will say, well, I got my mental together. I got this together. You're still recording. I got this together and I got this together. But a lot of people get mentality and mental health mixed up with intellectual. So yeah, you smart. Yeah, you real smart. But you psycho. And you probably don't need to.
You don't learn that initially, though. I feel like that's over time when you learn about somebody's mental health. And I'm sorry, I feel like I just cut you off at the end there. But mental health is something that you get over time. Like, if the nigga is crazy, sometimes you kind of can figure out the first, second date. But sometimes it's a progression when you see these signs of like mental health and like you need to check in.
So that's where the disconnect is. I'm not talking about you being able to identify their mental health flaws. I'm talking about you being able to take accountability for yours. So yeah, so we keep coming back. Yeah, okay. you did everything on the outside to say I did this, but you didn't do shit on the inside. Because if you did that, then you wouldn't, if you fixed the inside, it would then inherently fix the viewpoint, right? So now if you fix the inside, you're not looking, those same things aren't even attractive to you anymore because you did the work inside. So now you are going to look for what is beneficial and fruitful to and conducive to you living a full life in love. So if I fix the inside, no longer do I care about, I mean, we all want people with straight teeth, so I ain't gonna say that. But you might not want a nigga who's 6'5 no more. Like I was just telling you, now you don't want the 6'5, right? Because
we all want people with straight teeth.
We all, I was gonna say, now the teeth don't be.
Find a gap.
A gap is fine. A gap is fine, but you know, we don't want a we don't want that.
We don't want that. You know, crowding is hereditary.
Right, and
we don't want that. I hate crowding.
You gotta make a little space for the thing you're supposed to want. But the most important part is when you fix the inside, you then realize that you're not owed anything. And in the same way you had to, see, everybody on this call, everybody on this recording right now, we all
still sound old because it's a podcast.
We all know the level we've ascended to within our job. And we all know we were not owed it and we went and got it. You went and got your job, Didi. You went and got your job, Gigi. T, you went and got your job. I went and got my job. I fought for it.
Right.
We will fight for that, but we are so scared or so reluctant to fight for love. Yeah. Actually fight for love, meaning the same way you had to put yourself in a place of receipt to be called for that GM position. Same way you had to be called for your position, G. Same way you had to be called for that. You had to go get there. They motherfuckers weren't just walking around like, Shore need to pay somebody all this money to deal with Remy, and Shore don't need this money. No, you made sure, hey, but we won't do that when it comes to love.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. No, and even from a personal perspective, like I've been in a relationship almost 7 years now, which is crazy.
Damn. And
I know, time flies. Come on,
decade, Daryl.
It has been seven. It was supposed to be in like 2 months. But to that point, in the first year or two, I wasn't ready to receive love yet. Ooh. And I just wasn't mentally ready for that. Like I was ready. Like I was single before him. I was like single for like 6 years or something crazy. And because I was single for so long, there was a list of shit that I wanted when I found somebody because I knew what I wanted at that point. But I also wasn't, I knew what I wanted, but I wasn't ready to be what someone else wanted, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense.
And I haven't even talked about on the show before. Like, I remember like the second year, like that we were together, I had to go to therapy because it was just like, what is wrong with me? Like, I am not mentally ready for all that's coming with this relationship and all that I have to do. So sometimes to your point, like we know what we want and we know what we want out of someone else, but we're not willing to fight for it. And so I had to like fight for it and get my own mental together because I was not there yet. And being able to identify that too is a skill because somebody could tell you what they don't like about you and you'd be like, well, that's me. I'm good. Like if you don't like it, you can leave.
Bye.
It's been real. I'll see you. Wanting to fight for it in the sense of like, okay, well, let me go talk to somebody because obviously there are some things going on with me that is bigger than us. I don't know where I was going with that, but y'all know where I was going with that.
No, I love that because I think I did not realize it for a long time, honestly.
Yeah.
That's all right, baby.
Yeah, and it was actually shown to me, like where I think, Daryl, you had the ability to say, like, oh, what, you know, what is it that it's something about me. I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was you. Like, I was just like, it ain't me. Right,
because, and I thought that too.
I'm a high value Kevin Samuels.
I'm perfect.
I thought, me and T both have Virgo parents. We both of our moms are Virgos. And so when you grow up in a Virgo household, gee, are your parents, any of your parents Virgos? Mm-mm. When you grow up in a Virgo household.
Aquarius and a Scorpio.
Oh, another Scorpio. But when you grow with Virgos, they are very perfect. Like, they will show the ideal of this is what you're supposed to look like to everybody else. It's perfection, 10 out of 10. You always dressed up. You always look nice, blah, blah, blah. And so when you meet somebody else, you're like, oh, this is who I am. I don't have to change for anybody else. The problem is you. And then what you got to realize is sometimes actually the problem is you, because, and not to blame it on our Virgo parents, but like, I was just taught that I am who I am and y'all got to deal with it.
I was same, literally.
And so it's like that wasn't actually correct. And I had to rethink, recalibrate being with somebody and take a step back and realize that I needed to get myself together to be successful in a relationship with someone else.
And that's the key. You want to be in a successful relationship with somebody. You don't want to just be there.
In everyone's defense, though, there is no like schooling for love. No one teaches you about the conquest of love. No one, we really are born and we experience love in our household, however that may look. It could be fucked up, it could be great. And then we immediately jump into relationships and that becomes like our school for love. But there's never really like, there's no true definition of what love is. You know, it's like, oh, you feel this way and everyone has their own thing, but there's no real direction or derivative of love for real. You just figure it out. So in everyone's defense, the beautiful thing is that you started to make ways to find it out.
So that's funny you brought that up, because I that was the first point I made to T when we after that video. And so I do think we are, there is a school of love for certain households. Those households who grew up with spirituality, right? I don't want to say religion. I'm very intentional about saying that. Religion, no. But spirituality, in which teaches a relationship with the creator. So that's not just me saying, I just happen to grow up Christian. Me and G happen to grow up Christian. If you grew up Buddhist, if you grew up Muslim, however you grew up, if it taught you relationship instead of religion, you are being taught love. Because inherently what it's going to teach you is, okay, I want to do this because I don't want to offend this person. And I want to do this to make this person know I love them like they love me. We want to share this feeling. That's what happens when you're taught spirituality through relationship instead of religion. Because if you're going to be taught religion, it's going to teach you how to stay in a toxic relationship. Because religion is going to teach you, nigga, don't challenge me. Just do what it takes to make me happy. And you worry about you last. That's what religion is going to teach you. But spirituality is going to teach you, I love you, so I'm not going to violate. And you love me, so I'm not even going to put you in a place to feel violated. Right? And everybody's working on opposite ends for the same thing, to love one another. So I do think our generation, I know a lot of us grew up with church hurt. I know a lot of us look at the church and be like, never. But no matter what thing, just if you teach spirituality with the guise of, through the eyes of relationship, we will effectively raise kids who know how to love, who will lead with love, who will be able to get into relationships and they last, and they won't have these traumatic experiences that so many women and men tell us about these days, right? Like we won't, it's still unnerving to me to know that at 32, there's girls and men that I went to high school with that have relationship hurt from like high school. I'm like, what? You wasn't getting hurt? Like how is that possible? But it is possible.
It's possible.
You're jumping into these relationships and
you don't. If you haven't unpacked it, you got to unpack this shit.
Exactly. So I think if we do raise this next generation of kids through spirituality, through relationship, we'll see a drastic difference.
Which I said is basically character to me. Like that is also the way in which you treat people, because obviously, you know, I was not raised very spiritual or religious, and yeah, that is to me like what you should do. That is how you should treat people, like how you treat people, you know, your connection to them. And I, for me, at least, I don't believe that there has to be this direct relationship to, and I love that you just say spirituality, because Lord knows I'm not going to say religion, but That yeah. part, I'm still, I don't know, I'm working through that. We're looking for your headphones.
Girl, you already know. What that church hurt that he said, that's what I got. So
no, I can't say the last time I walked into somebody's church.
Mm-mm. And I used to really go.
I mean, been on Easter, child. You used to go to my first, so do it count?
You went. It counts. It absolutely counts. No, I would not have. No, absolutely.
Yeah, me and T used to go every Sunday to Emmanuel Baptism. Brooklyn, and Ryan and go get something to eat afterwards.
No, go by. Thank you for your kind words.
And so will. And so
thank
will,
you so much.
So will the Jess. She's going to be the first lady.
Not
the first lady
of a church.
Lady of the church?
Of the mouse church.
Of the mouse church.
Because I know she got a wailing.
A wailing anointing is what he just said. Is what
come
Jeff
on
said.
Now. Woo! You better speak that over my baby's life. Come on, anointed.
Not a wailing anointing. I mean, overall, I definitely do just want better for, you pass me mine. I do just want better for my sisters to not.
Yeah. It's
definitely also a lot of soul searching of the things that you, and the work that you do have to do. That again, nobody tells you that.
They
nobody
do.
Nobody tells you that. No. And I just, you know, I feel like everyone deserves, you don't have to have a good job and that'd be like you at the top of the list for deserving a good man. Like that doesn't.
But I mean, people would think that. Like,
I ain't even gonna
hold you, G. There was a point where I thought that.
Same.
Me too. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, if I got all this shit, you mean to tell me I don't deserve a man that even got this or more?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I worked for it, so he should have worked for it too. No.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not even gonna lie. And I said that there's this piece of me that still believes that a little bit. I'm not even gonna act like
I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, right? So I think that if that's what you want somebody who meets you where you at, but it's in totality, and right, also if you do your work,
right.
Your own internal work, yeah, that's absolutely fine. You know, I think it's just saying that you don't, if you're a shitty person, if you aren't emotionally available for love, that does not mean that you will be a good mate.
Right, because you could easily meet me where I'm at, to your point, mm-hmm. G, and be a shitty fucking person. And am I supposed to deal with you talking to me crazy because you treat me nice?
Because we can split the mortgage.
You can split the mortgage.
Like, what? Nah. I'm gonna go get this woman. She talk nice. She treat me nice. And I'll pay all the mortgage.
Right. And you sometimes know? Love is more than enough.
Yeah.
And so.
Is it?
I don't know about that. But yeah, for some people it is. Love is not enough for me, but it is important.
It's extremely important, but it's definitely not enough for me.
If I can do bad on myself, okay.
Unfortunately, I am of the, you know, I think you do. You need more. That's what I was trying to say. Marriage is a business. Like, I don't want to be married to somebody and like struggle. And I think, you know, and those are those, when you get in these relationships, you do have to have those like harder conversations about whether it's money and like, you know, I think we're going to talk about Ready to Love on like an upcoming episode, because this last episode was really good. Next one's going to be even better. So we're going to talk about Ready to Love. But when they're asking, there's one scene where I think it was AJ is asking Kira's ex about how is she with money. And then he like basically was kind of like, I don't know. I think I feel in her, but I'm also starting to feel the other shorty a little bit more because she's not good with money. So like all of those things is like that one little thing. And now you're already like, maybe I'm not feeling her as much. Maybe I
think I'm gonna blow all my check on clothes and shoes. I'm better than that. I don't do that no more.
Yeah, because it's like you don't want somebody that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a joint checking account. And I'm gonna look into it one day, and then you know, a $600 gone or some shit like that, and you went to just go do some dumb shit. Like,
I mean, but honestly, that's my nigga. You were probably
asking to on you the night before.
Say that again.
Who, me?
Both of you.
Go
D. Oh, I was gonna say like, I would look at the checking account. My nigga spent $600. That's a reality. Mm-hmm. But he showed me the item probably a week ago, and it's just now he just happened to buy it.
You guys already have a joint checking account?
No, we actually keep finances separate except the house stuff.
Okay. I was like, that's very adult of you.
No, I was like, I don't really need to know what to spend your money on. Yeah. I mean, I just, as long as the stuff in the house is paid for, I don't really care what you do with your other money.
Your money. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with, and which I agree with. Right. As long as if we're, whatever we share, whatever is taken care
of. We share in the house and like the car and all of that is taken care of. And one day the kids, I don't care about what you spend your money
on. Plural or singular?
Two, to be exact. Wow. Oh, girl, the hat that fell off, girl, that was gagging. Like,
Agent, yes. I'm like, that's right. That reaction is absolutely
the hat.
Correct.
The hat gag.
One is
the
enough.
Hat.
I'm sure G could attest to
that. The hat was like,
G could attest to that, girl. One is enough. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody today at work, and she's potty training one and changing diapers on the other one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. It's almost like just the way I feel. I don't, at this stage, I don't even know what's better or worse, the stair step or I don't know. I truly don't.
I just think the longer you are in your own life, the more you get in your own way.
For sure. Way, yeah.
You know? Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Accustomed to your existence. And it's a great life, right? Like, right. I hands down say no one should have kids before the age of 30. However, our bodies, you know, women's bodies would say different, but based off like life and living life, no, you should absolutely hold off as long as you can, because it's, you know, life isn't over, but it becomes very, very different.
I said that the other night. But I was like,
it's worth it.
Yeah. I literally was like, well, once I have kids, my life is over. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, my life is over, at least for the first
begins. The life that you know is over, but it begins.
A new beginning. Okay. Yeah. See, forever the pessimist. I was like, my life is over. I can't drink for 2 years or whatever and like go out and just be.
You can always have a glass of wine, but I think the other thing too, right, okay. But I think the other thing too.
When you breastfeed, it's not, I mean, there's both. The thing is, like, some women say, like,
and no. They got test strips for when you breastfeed, where you can test to see if it's alcohol in your
breast. I never did any of that. That just
like maybe look, drink a little wine. Maybe
I just saw our sister Rihanna from Spike Spin posted that on her Instagram, and I was like, oh, that's cute.
Hosted what, like
she did a it was like an Instagram post that she did a partnership with this brand where you can test your breast milk to see if there's alcohol in it.
Okay yeah,
and I was like, that's cute. I never have to worry about that issue because this baby is going to be
formula down.
Down just like all of us, these 80s babies over here.
Formula.
They're going to get whatever that super vitamin is from their mother, from their surrogate mother.
I'm dead.
And then after that, it's all formula.
Oh, you can so find much.
One of your homegirls who happen to have a baby, they can pump out a little extra for you.
I cannot. And be like, give me some of that. Right. Give me some of that liquid goo.
He's going to be knocking on the door talking about, can I borrow some milk? Like,
can I get some of that liquid goo?
Yeah,
who was so serious with that, like had a whole nother deep freezer for they fucking breast milk and shit. I was just like, wow. I felt like a real shitty mom because I was like, damn, I'm just trying to keep up. Like
a deep freezer of breast milk.
Fucking frozen breast milk. Yeah.
But I love the women of the 2000s because breast milk has become like the thing now. Like, I didn't get breastfed when I was a kid. It was given straight formula.
Yeah.
I did until my mama had to go back to work.
I actually have no idea. Now I'm going to find that out.
Please ask.
But I'm sure it was the same thing. Formula. Yeah, I'm sure it was the same thing because everybody's mama had to work. Like, when nobody stayed at home.
Mm-hmm. So, like, not in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the same. What is that? The first 3 months? Month?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I'm pretty sure it was formula because my great-grandmother ain't had no damn breast milk. So, yeah. So much.
I'll keep you posted on my journey with these babies, child.
Please do. It's just, you know, it's just all the things they don't tell us about relationships and life and love. And, you know, everybody just trying to navigate it
Yeah.
Day by day.
It is day by day to that point. Because I was actually going to say that earlier, like, you know, what we were talking about was being initially yoked with somebody in a relationship and doing all these things to make sure y'all are connected, but it doesn't stop. It actually keeps going.
It actually changes
over time too. Like, yeah. It's not constant. Like, I am not who I was when we first got together. He's not who we first got together. So the love is changing. It's a wave. It's up and down. It's sometimes you got to give me more love. Sometimes I got to give you more love. So
yeah,
it changes. So
and I think that is what's so important, because you think like, oh, this is how it is and this is how it's gonna be, because we ain't even nowhere near together as long as y'all have, and it's literally changed every year.
Every year.
Like today, every
this nigga
year.
Was like, what's wrong? You seem like you have an attitude. And I was like, I'm fine. What do you mean? But I probably did. And I didn't even know it, because we see each other every day. So you just, like, it's to the point where like when you are with someone for a while, they see you more than you see yourself.
This is true. Yeah.
And that's an interesting dynamic. I only see myself when I look in a mirror or I'm talking on a Zoom call. That's about it. But that's an interesting dynamic. But I just want everybody to be happily in love in a relationship, you know?
And if you want that.
If you want that.
Yeah.
Now, the way DC was crying on camera today, child.
Who? Who?
On Twitter, DC Nash. Did y'all see that?
Oh, she was.
Who?
Yeah,
she was. DC Nash.
DC Nash, the actress. She married a woman a few months ago, last year, I think.
Like, yeah, I thought she just got married.
Yeah. And that was like her coming out, but I don't think she had ever been with a woman before that. And then she was saying happy pride, and she just started crying, like just saying, this is the happiest I've ever been. And it was just really beautiful. It just made you want that kind of love.
Oh, like Angel and Poppy.
Oh, child. Listen now, pose now, shit. I'm tired of needing the tissue every time I watch a damn episode. And this last episode,
tissues ready.
Nigga.
I cried every scene. I was like, what is, all right.
My God. First of all, I mean, this is, to me, we were talking about it last night, and to me, and maybe just because it's fresh, I was like, this is my favorite season of Pose, hands down. Like, it's just so good. And maybe just because they're building out the characters more, that we've kind of grown to love, and you see more of them. Like, never would I thought I would really like fall in love with Electra. Like, thought she was a complete and utter bitch. But
you get why she's that way.
You get why. Yeah. And I love the character development and the backstory and all the characters. So seeing Angel and Poppy, and I was like, literally, I'm like, this is so sweet. I was like, damn, this almost makes me want to break down. I was like, but you don't cry. When she started saying those vows to Poppy, and then I just thought about, like, you know, how nervous they were and how they couldn't even really do this. And I was like,
this is the 90s.
God. The 90s. I was on the edge of my seat, like, hoping that clerk wouldn't find that damn M.
And she found it and just said, fuck it.
But then I was like, did she or didn't she did and just, like, paid it?
I think she paid it, because her initial reaction was like, and then she saw and just was like,
whatever,
got to sign your name.
My God, that
I love about this season, like, UT, it is my favorite season, but I love seeing the happy endings. And you know, I'm like, just hope, like, I'm a sappy person in general, but more specifically, I think with the LGBTQIA+ community, is that you see so many bad stories, right? You hear all of the trauma, you hear the murders, and even with the show, you know, they did all of those things. So while they were being true to the experiences that were happening, I love that they showed a happier side of life for them, like, whether it be reality or not. Like,
I was concerned that it was not going to be a happy season.
Me too. The whole time, I'm like, my God, is this wedding gonna happen? Yeah. Like, the whole, even when Poppy like stopped, I was like, oh my God, I knew it.
Busting the I swear. Well, I played that after I stopped.
And bust it to I swear, which another, that song, like, Casamigos had, that song had the nation in a chokehold, though. I feel like
I have to run that back.
I think I'm gonna have to play that too. But oh my God, but I know, and you know that I feel like the last episode is probably going to be like Pray Tell dying. And I'm just like, not even.
Yeah. That's what I'm not prepared. About. I just don't want anybody to pass away.
Well, you know, but, Pray Tell is. You know, and that's what
I think. The time and, when the girls was leaving us.
And they built up, you know, essentially, I feel like the entire season more so around him. So it's like, I just.
Yeah. Every season.
Pose. Words.
Live. Yes.
Oh my God. It was just, it was so good. And that dress with the angel hat on, it was so pretty.
It was
pretty.
And I love everybody had wedding dresses on. And
everybody was like, did all that. White.
Yep.
That was so fire.
Yeah, Electra was like, we don't get to have weddings, so we're all going to wear wedding dresses. Like, mm-hmm. I know. And even Blanca, she done found love. Like,
yeah.
I just knew.
I love me some NJ Rodriguez.
Child, because you was Blanca.
Oh,
we are.
Yeah. It, had I been born a decade earlier, I would have been a house mother.
Y'all, low key. Oh my God. Is G Angel? Am I Electra?
I see it.
Everybody, and you're Blanca. Oh my God.
I see it.
Listen, she the crackhead that found love. Right. Is she the crackhead that found love? Oh my God. Yeah, I was literally like, look, I'm like faking it. And I'm like, Jesse is Berto. And Bob. Oh my God, I cannot not find our pose characters. I'm gonna go find a BuzzFeed quiz. You know, BuzzFeed probably got a like, which pose character are you quiz?
Of course, we're gonna find it.
I'm dead. I'm literally gonna find that. Take that out there. I'm definitely Electra be reading the girl.
Love Electra every time.
It's like sometimes you got to be cruel to be kind. Right. Like I was like, I am so sick of being mean to people this past week. Like, oh my God. I'm like, so that's why I'm like, oh, I said, but I get it, Electra. I get it. Eating. She eats the girls up. My God. Yes. I can't wait to get, I cannot wait to get back into our pose combo. Child, I mean, oh well, that other show though, that Starz show is really cute. Run this town,
run the world.
I keep calling it Run This Town. I don't know why. Every time I talk about it,
well, I mean, you know, it's similar. Run This Town was a song too. Very popular. Yeah.
I said that show initially. To me, it's like one, they're 32, and I feel like they're, and maybe this is me just being too realistic, like their apartments and lives are just so fucking grandiose. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Like, who was really walking through Harlem in the rain with like heels on and shit like that? And I'm like, they're like 32 years old and have these like huge apartments, but I digress. I know it's just a TV show.
Right.
But I think it's cute. I think it's very cute.
The reality of like, I get your point, T, because part of it is like connection.
And yeah, like, yeah.
You're not having that apartment that they have
at 32. No, yeah. I'm sorry. And even the decor was the decor was so expensive.
36, yeah, then you got it.
Man. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's maybe, but 30
maybe
maybe 32. Like I don't know. It was just a little like I don't know about this. Like, and it was just so grandiose, which I do love because I love opulence and shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, the characters are kind of like, I will say that it's a so show that I will say there's not one character that I'm like, oh my God, I love her. There's not one. I'm just like, whatever.
Characters.
I haven't really. I watched one episode, but I haven't tuned back in.
I don't like how they're intentionally writing in things about white people. I just don't think, like, when
the colonizer woman, line.
Yeah, the colonizer line, the girl busting out in Maya Angelou, Phenomenal Woman, when the white woman.
Yes.
That was
so phony. It was such like, a lie.
What are y'all doing? No one, yeah. I would never do this. Yeah. You know, I'd just be like, excuse me, white woman, or whatever. Like,
right.
You know, but the intent to like create to write whiteness or white things of white, just black people, we don't live our lives around like thinking about white people like that.
No. Yeah, I did that first year. And that was like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Honestly, I didn't even, I remember seeing it. I was just kind of like, girl, what? Like, and like, y'all hung over. Like,
living in Harlem, right. Like, yes, there are white people, but honestly, I don't even really see that many white people. Right.
Harlem is so, that's, and to that point, I was like, okay, I get it. You know, it's centered in Harlem and whatnot. And like, but again, and I only go to your house. That's about it. But I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, there are parts of it that are just kind of like
portraying. It's literally, I'm like, I don't know where y'all hanging out, but that's not what this is.
Yeah. It's, I will say, like, once I find a show, I'm stuck. So I'm going to continue to watch it. Yeah.
I'll keep watching it.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I do think there are elements of like some of it that you can relate with, like the one girl who was in a relationship like very early on and then was like, I never had a whole phase, and then like, fuck the community peen. And then he's like calling her.
Hell, child.
Yeah. And but then
we've all been dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I would do that to my fiance, but you know.
And then the fact that he's like seemingly perfect on paper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then even the one girl with her husband who, what did he do? He like took out money out of their joint checking account to fund a band.
Yeah. And then sold off their investments. Their stocks. Mm-hmm.
Stole it. I mean, it doesn't. Yeah, she, which obviously, you know, she was super pissed about. And there's a line. She said something. She said, you don't even, what did she say? You don't make enough money to have gender roles, or it was something like that.
Ooh.
She said something to that effect. Ooh. I was like, oh, wow. Like, yeah.
And mind you, he was in finance, or he was
something like that.
Bread.
I think he's making, yeah.
And she's like, that's what I signed up for. That was the commitment in the person that I agreed to marry. And now, you know, as we were just talking about people changing, relationships changing, you know, he decided he wanted to follow his passion, his creative passion, and have a band and then also financially fund it, which, yeah, no. I feel her. Like,
yeah, I did not.
Supportive of your partner at our financial expense.
Like, yeah.
That has to be an agreement. Like, we have to talk about this before.
And they did. Exactly. And they did not. So it is that it's extremely tough. So they're like, you know, I guess getting a divorce, we'll see. But it's cute. It does what it needs to do. It's no Mayor of Easttown. Now I'm getting into a whole other TV debate, which we're not even.
Mayor of Easttown?
Starting today, so
oh baby, please, we gotta talk about that. Oh, a show!
And I tell everyone the first episode is unbelievably slow, low key. Don't even need to watch it. Like, I almost didn't get through.
Remember what the first
episode? I almost did not. I was not watching the show because I was like, this is way too slow, and I was good. And somebody told me, they were like, no, stick with it, like just watch it. And my God, and then it got good. But that first episode was horrible.
Yo, why it took me forever to realize that.
It was Kate Winslet.
Was Kate Winslet.
When you said that, and I was like, wow. Did we talk about this on the show? Did we talk about this in
person? No, we never talked. I figured this out the other night.
We talked about this.
Oh, maybe we talked about it.
I think together, because I remember you saying it.
Yeah.
Gagging.
I can't. Yeah, she was just very.
And then I watched the making of it, and I was like, you know, when she goes into her British accent, I was like, those Brits, I tell you.
I know. Even the daughter, I finally watched her making up. That's really good. Like I said, we'll talk about Ready to Love. What else is there? I just watched that when I'm like bored, that Sam J show. It's only two episodes. It's cute. I like it. It's only 30 minutes. Something with Sam J, the comedian. Mm-hmm. It's on HBO. Mm-hmm. She's cute.
My day, but I want to support. So
yeah, there were some parts that I was like, I think I agree with her on a lot of stuff. So I was like,
I watched The Shop with Jay and Bad Bunny.
Oh yeah, I did watch that.
I haven't seen that. I need to watch that. I need to watch that and The Shy. Yeah. I was like, The Shop.
I need to watch that. That. I gotta finish it.
So much TV. Yeah.
There's a lot of good TV.
So much. I'm gonna be right inside watching it, child. Fuck a summer. I need to see my coins.
Fuck a summer.
Meanwhile, we're gonna see High Out with Casamigos in the hand this weekend.
The first, I literally tweeted that. I said every weekend I say I'm gonna chill, and every weekend I lie.
You do.
Every.
You do.
All you need is good weather.
Girl, you only live once.
Yeah, that only, I was talking to my sister about that this morning. I was like, that only live once is just getting me in so much trouble of like, well, let me go do this. And I'm going to go do that. And let me just go here real quick. And I'm going to do this. But no, for real this weekend. Because I start back working in an office and I just don't know how that's going to work. So I need to chill. I'm going to really, really chill. I'm also exhausted. So I have no choice but to chill. No, I woke up at 10:30 today and yesterday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How does one wake
up? I just don't even know how a person could sleep.
Again.
I really don't.
A weekday.
How does one just like roll?
What time you went to bed?
Like 12:30, 1.
That's why. That's partly why.
Yeah, you do go to bed early. I need to start going to bed. I have to. I'm so tired.
Like, grandma, like, I go to bed early. Like, it's giving, like, 10:30. Cut them lights out, please.
What?
Not cut them lights out. What the hell?
That's early as shit. I wish. I think, well, like, I mean, my sister's usually very loud, and it's annoying. Eight is cool. That's also why I can't work out.
Like, in the UK, so it's, like, a thing. So I'm, like, up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't start until, like, 11 usually, so that's why I just be up at 10:30 and then just go. I don't have no type of, you know how people like can sit with their thoughts. I just get up and go. I am going to change that because I never had that. That also just started in this last month. I definitely had like I was waking up and going to bed at a decent hour, but maybe these past 2 months, I don't know why I've just been exhausted. So I'm going to change that. Well, ladies and gent, it's been real.
Everything in between.
Wait, why when I was at the club? It's funny I say that. When I was at the club or the hookah bar, whatever you want to call it, I was walking to the bathroom and you had to pass the gentleman's bathroom in order to get to the ladies' bathroom. And there was just a whole bunch of people in the gentleman's bathroom, women included. And I just peeked in and I was like, okay. And then the dude was like, yeah, you know, it's women, it's men, it's non-binary. That's an all-inclusive bathroom up in here. Oh, I was like,
wow, progressive.
Right. I was impressed. You know, other people was doing in LA where they was fighting in the pool and nigga got busy with that Casa Class A Azul bottle.
Which was that like a Justin LaBoya party or some shit? That W Hollywood is so ghetto though. That one is so ghetto.
Why would you knock somebody out so that they fall into the pool?
Because they want to catch a murder charge.
Oh my God.
That wasn't the energy where I was at. Everyone was loving. They were
I love that energy.
That I heard non-binary, I was like, okay.
Yeah, like hello, brother. Like,
all right, okay.
From a black man. Heterosexual black man, like okay, yes, we all love each other today. Yes. Okay.
I love they them there. Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm.
I'm dead. Okay. I'm dead. Well, the quote is: they increased the price of outside while we were inside and thought we wouldn't notice. I didn't even know damn quote, but that's just the reality of where we're at. Because I'm telling you, everybody raised their motherfucking prices. I'm telling you, Trader Joe's raised the price of the cabbage.
Inflation.
The shredded cabbage.
It was my mescaline greens. Cabbage makes my stomach hurt. Okay, bye. We're leaving.
Bye, y'all.